the last great untapped ocean, the Arctic's harsh climate has acted as a natural barrier to development and exploitation, but not for much longer. As the effects of global warming take hold, melting ice is bringing trillions of dollars worth of oil and gas within tempting reach. The competition for those resources is heating up. And in the frozen north, militaries are on the move. Polar ice caps are melting at an accelerating rate, and the consequences are not just about rising sea levels. After decades of receding, some estimates predict that the Arctic will be completely ice-free in the summer by as early as 2035. It is now possible for ships to sail through the Arctic on their way to and from Europe and Northern Asia, presenting new opportunities for commercial shipping. It's also presenting access to what is below the surface. Estimates vary, but up to 15% of the world's untapped oil and 30% of the world's undiscovered gas are buried beneath the ocean. Vast amounts of fish live in its plankton-rich waters, a tempting bounty in an era of ever fiercer competition for resources. The question is, who has the right to go after these resources, or perhaps to protect them? Russia, Canada, the United States, Denmark, Norway, and Iceland are wrapped around these frozen wastes. Many of the territorial waters and exclusive economic zones of those countries overlap, and continental shelves run unevenly under the sea. UN law acts as a guide, but deciding who is entitled to what is complicated, as some of those countries are worried about the expanding military clout of one Arctic nation in particular, Russia. The polar ice once protected its northern flank, but not anymore. And this new vulnerability is realigning Russian military thinking. Arctic bases have been expanding as air power is beefed up to monitor the vast distances involved. Long-range MiG-31 fighter jets are being based there, and ex-Soviet military outposts have been reopened. Russian nuclear submarines have practiced breaking through the ice simultaneously, showing off their ability to covertly prepare and deliver a missile strike. Troops in the high Arctic practice the defense and retaking of ports from imaginary enemies. Neighboring countries have signaled their alarm at this spike in military activity. And Western powers are now looking to increase their own Arctic capabilities. Canada has built Arctic offshore patrol ships and naval refueling bases in the extreme north. The US Navy is increasing its number of forward deployed destroyers by 50%. After it sent patrols into the Barents Sea, considered to be Russia's backyard, Russia responded with live fire exercises.
US and NATO submarines regularly operate under and around the polar ice. While Norway has been hosting large-scale NATO drills, 30,000 troops training for combat in freezing conditions.
And the concern is not just with Russia. China is also focused on the resource-rich Arctic. It's built research ships to operate there and has made efforts to buy ports and airports in Scandinavia and Greenland. Another proposal was made to Finland to expand an airbase so Chinese patrol aircraft could operate there. Finland politely refused. China's Communist Party has even suggested that Arctic resources are shared according to population, which would give the country a quarter of any reserves. When it comes to the vast white spaces of the Arctic, there are many gray areas in international law and who owns what. To many observers, this lack of clarity, added to the rise in military activity, only increases the risk of miscalculation and accidental conflict. For now, in a region of harsh conditions and plunging temperatures, the stage is set for a new era of 21st century competition.